This episode is brought to you by MyJourneySolutions.com. Make sure you pop on over to the website so that we can become connected and begin to build community, because that's what it's all about. We weren't meant to do life alone. See you there. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. Listen, I have had so many impactful experiences recently that I could not resist going ahead, logging on, and just dropping this inspiration and sharing it with you guys. So if you need a jump start or you need a boost, stick around. Welcome to the It's a Journey podcast. My name is Portia Hines, and I'm your host. I'm also the founder of My Journey Solutions, which is a counseling, coaching, and consulting company. We use the best research and the best proven strategies to help individuals and organizations facilitate the transformation that they're looking for. I'd also like to help you navigate putting those principles into use and helping you use my experience for your good. Y'all, listen, we're just gonna jump right into this one, because when I say life has been lifing, and I believe this is part of the beauty of doing the inner work. Because when life becomes challenging and difficult, we have some tools, we have some skills that we can put into practice to get through it and to get over it or to get around it. So as the last month progressed on, there's literally everything has presented, like health issues, job frustrations, parental obligations, uncomfortable conversations, a lot of significant change and transition, and really just being faced with the unknown. And for whatever reason, this has been a trend in a lot of people's lives just very recently. Like, the volume has been turned all the way up. Almost everyone that I've spoken to in the past couple of months has really referenced just feeling something being off, something being different. But for those of us who are working on ourselves, those of us who are doing the inner work, this is really where we have the opportunity to shine, where we have the opportunity to not quit and throw in the towel and feel like this mountain is too large or this hurdle is too big for us to overcome. This is really our opportunity to say, wait a minute, I get to decide how I experience this. I may not be able to decide whether or not challenges and difficulties come to me, but I get to decide how I endure this or how I experience this. So I wanted to share a few key tips on how to shift your mindset to exercise your authority. Continue to show up as yourself. Remind yourself that how I respond and how I react is not determined by what I think other people need or want from me. Those of us who are parents, of course, we have to show up and be responsible for our dependents who are minors. But when it comes to how is my coworker going to respond to what I'm saying if I'm being professional and if I'm not being just rude and mean, you know, you've got to be a decent human being inside of this. But it's not my job to make sure that you can maturely process factual information. It's not my job to make sure that my third cousin on my mama's daddy's cousin's side is okay with the fact that I laugh loudly. You know, I get to be me. I get to, if my laugh is a cackle, which we all know it is, if my laugh is a cackle, it's okay if that makes someone else uncomfortable. If I like to get dressed up on a Saturday morning and come to my kids' games, then that's me wanting to be jazzy, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about it. As long as I am being genuine to who I am and showing up as myself, and I don't let other people's opinion cloud that, because, ooh, y'all, that's a whole nother podcast episode. But trying to wear those masks, trying to be someone who we're not, that drains our energy. It plants seeds of self-doubt and unworthiness. So I'm going to move on. Number two, seek solutions instead of focusing on the problem. Something that I've noticed, especially since I started working remotely, and this is about, well, of course, during the pandemic, you know, most of us were working remotely, but the post-pandemic remote work, because we don't have that time in the hallway or the water cooler time, sometimes meetings can be derailed. And y'all know I got like 5 jobs, so I'm not speaking specifically of one job. I'm also referencing my coaching, consulting, and conversations had in that space. But conversations can be derailed because we're not having that light chat. We're not having that, ooh, such and such email came across a little aggressively. So work meetings sometimes become a time to focus on the problem or highlight the problem. Whereas, yes, we do need to identify what the pain point is or what area we need to drive towards a solution. The conversation doesn't frequently shift to solution seeking in those settings. So being the one who's going to say, all right, so what are we going to do next? And that's probably the therapist in me. It's like, okay, in order for this to be productive, what is our objective? And or what is our goal, and how are we going to work towards it? What are the steps we're going to take? What are my action steps that I'm walking away with? How do I know if I've made progress? Number three, guard your heart from negativity that's not constructive. If you're going through a tough time, if you're going through transition, there may be lots of people who want to speak into your life. They want to tell you what to do. They want to tell you what they think about the situation. They want to commiserate with you. Guard your heart. Misery loves company. And whatever we focus on, that is going to grow. So we are going to limit the misery speak. We're not going to let that mess multiply like rabbits. We're going to say, oh, thank you so much for your concern. It's being taken care of. Or thank you so much for your concern. I'd rather not discuss it further right now. It is totally okay to not share details. It is totally okay to limit the amount of time that you spend focusing on what went wrong and not letting others continuously bring that up to you. Years and years and years and years ago, went through a really bad breakup. And I don't know why people think that telling you where they saw your ex or telling you what they saw your ex doing is helpful to a person who is getting through a breakup. I've never understood that. But it came a point in time where I literally had to tell friends and family members, listen, this person and I are no longer together. Please don't share this information with me. And I did not care how they felt about that because I had to protect and guard my heart. So in even matters that are not romantic, we should feel empowered to do so. Separation from a job, choosing to end an income stream or remove an SKU on your business. Okay, I choose not to continue to wallow in this. I choose to move forward and to talk about productive things. No, we're not in denial, but we are guarding our hearts. We're guarding our energy. We are using that to invest in and cultivate something that is going to be productive. And I think this is for self-evaluate. If we are continuously moving, going forward, but we don't take the time to stop and ask ourselves, okay, how I'm spending my time, how I'm using my energy, is it working? Is it moving me towards my goal, or is it moving me away from my goal? And recently, I listened to
a podcast. Y'all know I love Eric Thomas, E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. So I recently joined the Patreon version, and his son was actually having a conversation with his uncles and his dad. And he was talking about his experience learning how to drive a stick shift. Listen, if y'all aren't subscribed to that, I definitely would encourage you to, because I've listened to maybe 1.5 so far. And when I say my life has been blessed. But his son was talking about learning how to drive a stick shift and how his new product line or his ministry, I don't even remember how he phrased that part, but it's basically about the benefits of being clueless. Because you get to figure it out. You get to learn the feel of a thing. But the part that stuck out to me that relates to self-evaluating is downshifting. So when you learn how to, my neighbors are walking by. I love my neighborhood. They're walking their dogs and it's so cute. When you're learning how to drive, I digress. When you're learning how to drive a stick shift and you learn the feel of the clutch and the gas pedal, and you've learned how to accelerate. You've navigated acceleration efficiently. Well, when you slow down, or there's a curve, or there's a hill, you also need the ability to downshift into those lower, what is it called? I don't know, into the lower register, to the lower modes. I can't remember the name of it right now. But that there's benefit in going back to first gear. There's benefit in pulling back from fifth gear into fourth gear because you're able to exude more power. You know, the foundation is sturdier. I've always looked at downshifting, pulling back, scaling back, taking something off of the table as being unsuccessful for me. But when you put it in the perspective of, if I'm downshifting and I'm doing that so that I can be more powerful, I can harness all of my power in this lower gear better. I can focus it all on one area before I go to the next. That just blew my mind. Like, it really blew my mind. It really made me say, oh yeah, I don't have to be all things all the time. It was a nice reminder. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that. You don't have to be everything all the time. And especially during times of transition and times of extreme challenge, downshift, it doesn't make you less powerful. It doesn't make you less successful. It means that you are aware of and that you're harnessing your strength so that you can focus it, that you can be productive, so that you can be powerful, and so that you can keep showing up as yourself because you are a light in this world. All right, guys, hope this is helpful. And I just want to give a special shout out to everybody who attended the webinar last month. It was really impactful and really amazing. And I can't wait to do it with you all again. And as always, connect with me on Instagram, Portia T. Hines. I like hanging out there. See you soon. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the It's a Journey podcast. As always, I hope this episode was impactful to you. I hope it gave you some information and tools that you can put into use immediately to change and improve the way that you're experiencing life. Join me in the show notes where we're going to list all of the discounts, all of the current offers, and opportunities to connect. Until next time.